Following is the President's speech at Sparta, Wisconsin, Thursday, October 14, 1948.
The Democratic candidate from the 3rd Congressional District of Wisconsin, Frank J. Antoine. A prayer, you see. Ladies and gentlemen, I should like to present the Democratic candidate for Secretary of State, Earl J. Stoneman from Platteville. I should like to next present to you the Democratic candidate for Governor, Carl W. Thompson of Stoughton. Ladies and gentlemen, it is a distinct honor and privilege to introduce to you at this time the President of the United States and the next President of the United States, Harry S. Truman. Thank you very much. I certainly do appreciate this reception. You know, in every state, people have turned out just like this because I think they are interested in the welfare of the country. And they want to know what the president looks like and what he thinks. And I want to say to you, I've been very frankly telling them just what I think, and you have to make up your mind what I look like. I've enjoyed very much coming through Wisconsin this morning from Winona, Minnesota. We've come through some most beautiful country. And I was most happy to make the acquaintance of your candidate for governor, Carl Thompson, and your candidate for Congress in this district, Frank Antoine. I hope you'll elect them both, and I believe you will. All your farmers seem to be prosperous. And from the crowd here today, I'd take it that this town's doing a pretty good business, too. You know, in years gone by, when I was a kid, 21 or 22 years old, the National Guard used to come to Sparta, Wisconsin. I belong to a battery over in Missouri. They used to come up here to do some shooting with old three-inch guns that our children were then equipped with. And I had many a good time in this town in those days. The fact is that after 16 years of democratic government, this whole country is prosperous. And I want to keep it that way. We can keep this country prosperous if we continue and extend the democratic programs started under the administration of President Roosevelt. One of these programs that the people of Wisconsin know a great deal about is soil conservation. I'm very proud of the democratic record for the past 16 years with regard to the conservation of natural resources. You all know what conservation has meant to the American farmer. Some Republican in the audience giving us a hiss. By 1932, America had lost one-third of her rich topsoil, and there was real danger that our farms would lose their productivity. You know, Wisconsin and Minnesota and Iowa and Missouri and Illinois were letting the farms wash away and were making counties in Louisiana. Well, we've stopped that. Now that danger is nearly past. The Democratic Soil Conservation Program has been extended to nearly 3 million farms in this country. But we ought not to rest until every acre in the country is properly managed so that it will retain its fertility permanently. Now, you'd think every sensible person would favor soil conservation. But believe it or not, some men have been attacking the work for years. They have been the Republican politicians. The majority of the Republicans in Congress opposed the original Soil Conservation Act of 1936 and did not want to see it passed. I was in the Senate at that time, and the Republicans fought that bill tooth and toenail. The Democratic majorities in the House and the Senate voted almost solidly for soil conservation and pushed that law through the Congress at that time. But in the Republican 80th Congress, the soil conservation program has received a serious setback. The Republicans cut out the funds which are used for payments to farmers who follow sound conservation policies. The Democrats tried to restore those funds. And I'm proud to say that every Democrat in the House and every Democratic senator voted for that restoration. But 9 out of 10 Republicans voted against soil conservation, and the funds were seriously cut. They weren't content with the cut. The Republican leaders in the Senate wanted to abandon the present system of soil conservation payments. And I'm proud again that every Democrat in the Senate voted against this Republican attack. 38 of the Republicans voted to abandon the system. But 3 Republicans came over to the Democratic side and saved soil conservation program from destruction. The American farmer was lucky that the Republicans didn't have a larger majority in the 80th Congress than they did. The farmer would certainly have been in a bad fix if that had been the case. But although the Democrats in Congress have saved the program by their solid support, the Republicans still have prevented the program from being carried forward by cutting down appropriations. I understand you have a Republican running for governor in this state who's running on a program of soil conservation. Can you imagine that? And yet they tell me this man doesn't even belong to the group of soil conservation farmers in his own district, yet he's running on a conservation program. You better elect Thompson and save yourself. Don't be fooled by Republican promises. Look at the record. You know, the Republicans write a platform to get votes. They don't write a platform to be carried out in a policy after the election's over. That's the sort of platform they've got right now. The most hypocritical, deceitful document that has ever been written and trying to be foisted off on the American public by the Republican candidate for president. Remember 1932 and what the Democratic program has meant to the United States since that time. Think, for example, what the Department of Agriculture is doing this year to help some of your local people here, up north of Sparta, your cranberry growers. There's a great surplus, and the department is doing a terrific job of promotion to help sell that surplus. Cranberry growers never received that kind of help from a single Republican administration that I know of. The story I told you about soil conservation is just one of many stories like it. Take rural electrification. They've tried their best to strangle rural electrification. And I'm told by the head of your rural electrification set up here in Wisconsin that if it were not for rural electrification, some of your private power companies would be on a brownout right now. And yet they'd like to strangle it to death. They've done the same thing, tried to choke farm housing, rural education, farm-to-market roads, cooperatives. On all these issues, the story is just the same, and that's the reason I have to go around over the country and tell you about it. They're not going to tell you about it, because they couldn't get a single vote if they tell the truth about how they stand on these issues. The Democratic Party's been fighting to carry these measures forward, but Republican leaders have done their best to slow them down or stop completely the progress we've been making. That 80th Congress, oh, that awful 80th Congress, prove that. That Congress shows what Republican policy will be under a Republican administration. And the Republican candidate for president says he's proud of the 80th Congress. Can you imagine that? Now, the best way for you to take care of your situation is to vote in your own interests. Vote for yourselves. And when you vote for yourselves, you can't help but go to the polls on the 2nd of November and vote a straight Democratic ticket. You'll be voting in your own interests, and you'll have a Democratic Congress and a Democratic president that'll look after the interests of the people and not the special interests. That's the issue in this campaign. Remember that and study it, because it means everything in the world to the people who live in this country. Thank you very much. How would you like to meet my family? All right, here's Ms. Truman. She runs the White House and me. And here's Margaret.
Okay. Thank you very much.